Are you ready for the quantum age?
Humanity's next step in evolution?
Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you to the extraordinary platform of Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age.
Let's explore. Learn more about this upcoming age where we bridge science with spirituality.
Where potentiality meets reality.
Where we take compassion into action.
Our trailblazers and visionaries will ask the whys, the what ifs, while igniting continuous possibility.
Come along with us into an age beyond what we know today, where we can grow together in unity consciousness.
Experience Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern on DreamVision7Radio.com.
Welcome. You have entered the realm of 1111 Talk Radio. Your host is Simran. It's time to discover your own language with the universe. Empower yourself, broaden your mind, open your heart, and discover who you are. Now, here's your host, Simran.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is wonderful to have you back with me on 1111 Talk Radio. We have a delightful show today. And before we get into it, I want to mention that the latest issue of 1111 Magazine is out. It is always free, and it is always sharing beautiful voices from around the globe that are inspirational and empowering. It is a wonderful way to see the creative capacity and light of others so that you can also see yourself. It is filled with both articles as well as meditation intentions and forgiveness statements and lots of great, great material. So definitely check out that free issue as well as the archives at 1111mag.com anytime. In addition, it is available on audio as well, so you can check that out as at the website. We are going to get into some sound today, some humming, actually the humming effect. And this is going to be all about sound healing for health and happiness. What could be more fun and what could be more healing than the sound of music, especially the sound of music coming from your own voice, your own body? Humming is an instinctive sound healing practice that begins in childhood. It is a form of toning and music making that brings inner balance. Everyone around the world hums, regardless of culture or creed. We don't question why we hum any more than we question why we breathe. We just seem to do it. However, as you will see today, science is starting to catch up, offering evidence of how humming supports our health and well-being. And I have two incredible experts to help have this conversation. My guests today are Jonathan Goldman and Andy Goldman, and they are the authors of The Humming Effect, Sound Healing for Health and Happiness. Jonathan is an internationally renowned writer, musician, and teacher. He is an authority on sound healing and a pioneer in the field of harmonics. He's the author of several books, The Divine Name, and the 2011 Visionary Award for the Best Alternative Book of the Year, as well as The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, which are both from Hay House. A Grammy nominee, his award-winning recordings, including Chakra Chants and The Divine Name. He's the founder and director of the Sound Healers Association and the CEO of Spirit Music. His wife, Andy Goldman, is a licensed psychotherapist specializing in holistic counseling and sound therapy. She's the director of the Healing Sound Seminars and the co-director of the Sound Healers Association. She, too, is a musician, teacher, sound healer, award-winning author, and the wife and partner of Jonathan Goldman. Welcome, Jonathan and Andy, to 1111 Talk Radio.
Well, thank you so much, Simran.
Hi, Simran. Thank you so much for having us on today. We are delighted.
What a beautiful introduction. I just got to tell you this. I don't know if you know, but we were married at 1111 on 1111, and we celebrated our 11th anniversary on 1111.
11.
11-11-11, 2011. So we are kind of 1111 people.
Huh? So we are definitely...
We are with you, Simran, on this 11-11. Every day is an 11-11 at twice a day.
Yeah.
Well, and we are in a powerful 11 year, which is a master year, and it has so much to do with truly stepping into our own empowerment and our own healing and understanding that we are in charge of our own physical health, well-being, as well as our creatorship on the planet. And so often, that type of work can feel heavy can feel daunting, can feel like we don't know where to turn. And many times there's not a way to realize that it can be fun, that we can utilize our sacred temple bodies as instruments, and that there are different methods, alternative methods, that can allow us to do some of that same healing and empowerment. And you present that very well in your book, The Humming Effect. You talk a lot about not only the practice of humming and how to more consciously hum, but how it literally affects our health and well-being. I'd like to start off by talking a little bit about sound and what sound and vibration and frequency actually do when it comes to the body in terms of just listening to it before we actually get into the science of creating it within ourselves. John,
wow.
Would you like to take that one?
Yes, I certainly will, Simran. It's interesting because there's so much to be said, and I'm going to try to be as brief as possible. But basically, in the beginning was the word. The idea that everything in the universe is in a state of vibration. Sound travels as it's measured in something called frequencies, and it travels as a wave. And we hear from around 16 of these waves per second. That's 16 hertz to around 16,000. But just because we can't hear something, because something may be above or below our level of hearing, doesn't mean that there isn't a sound being created. Our finny friends in the ocean, the dolphins, can hear upwards of 180,000 cycles a second. And if you think about it, everything is in vibration, from the electrons moving around the nucleus of an atom to stars in distant galaxies having planets moving around them. They're all in a state of motion. Because they're in a state of motion, they're conceptually putting out a sound. And this includes our body. Every organ, every bone, every tissue, every part of our body is in a state of motion. It's in a state of vibration. And we are like this incredible orchestra that's playing the symphony of the self. But what happens if the second violin player loses their sheet music? They begin to play out of tune, out of harmony, out of ease. And this is, if you like, very, very similar to what happens if a part of our body begins to vibrate out of frequency or out of correct harmony. It's vibrating out of ease, and we say it's dis-ease. So the very concept of using sound as a healing modality is simply this. What if we could somehow give that string player back their sheet music and they could get the right notes? What if we could project the correct resonant frequency to that part of the body that is vibrating out of ease or out of harmony and put it back into a state of health?
And what if we have within us our own personal tool, i.e. our voice? Our voice has the capacity of putting in those vibrations and those frequencies into our bodies. And we can all be empowered once we begin to understand and realize that we can use our voice to create shifts and change within our bodies.
And one last thing. There are two basic ways that sound affects us. One is the sound goes into our ears, it goes into our brain, it affects our nervous system, our heart rate, our respiration, our brain waves, and this basically, of course, is happening as we're talking or as we listen to music, and this is called psychoacoustics. It's the science of psychoacoustics. The other way, which is probably, if you like, a way that humming works most effectively, is when the sound goes into your body and literally affects you on a cellular level, shifting and changing you on a cellular level, and that's called vibroacoustics. Wow, just did a college-level medical school course on sound in about 2 minutes. How was that?
That's perfect. And I know in your first book, Healing Sounds, The Power of Harmonics, you go into some information around resonance and harmony, and you bring a bit of that into this book as well. You talk about how harmonics are an aspect of sound that interact in a similar manner and can be considered the colors of sound. Talk a little bit about the importance of harmony and resonance, and in fact, not just resonance, but also dissonance. Are all of the different levels of that in some way healing to us, or is there a specific realm that we need to stay within in terms of our own healing capacity?
By golly, Simran, you just asked a two-hour question, and I'm going to now try to do this in another minute or so. Basically, without getting too complicated, whenever we hear a sound, actually a plethora, a multitude of different sounds are simultaneously being created, just as if you hold a crystal up to sunlight, it breaks the sunlight into all these different colors, and the colors are all there. Well, in the same way, there are these colors of sound called harmonics that are happening all the time. So it's just something that people should be aware of, is the fact that there are these harmonics within sounds. Now, most of the time we perceive that sounds that are, if you like, harmonious and pleasant sounding are, you know, going to be the healing sounds. But I will tell you that there are times when there are sounds that are not so pleasant sounding that can be very, very powerful and also be healing too. So it's a really important, you know, we like to say that usually, you know, if you don't like a sound, stay away from it. I truly believe that, but at the same time, if something, you know, it is possible that if something doesn't necessarily sound good, that it still could be having a therapeutic effect on you. It really depends.
Well, I think a really important factor in working with sound is actually intention, and the intention that we're holding when we are creating any sound that we're, and we're once again talking about our own voice, self-created sound, and the intention that we hold while we are making that sound is so powerful. And so it's important to hold those really positive, healing, loving intentions. And Simran, back, I think in the 80s it was, that Jonathan created a formula. And that formula is frequency plus intent equals healing. So the sound plus the intention that we are holding, that is where the healing can happen.
Yeah, that creates the manifestation. Another one we do is vocalization, making the sound plus visualization, visualizing what you want equals manifestation. And I think that they're both so very, very important. And we, you know, it's interesting, we were talking about this being an 11 year and people getting back into their power. And one of the reasons, of course, thank you for having read Healing Sounds, The Power of Harmonics. We've got a half a dozen or so books on all sorts of different subjects, including the divine name and all these other things. But at one point, Andy and I were talking to each other, and we said, gee, you know, a lot of people, you know, they hear the word sound healing, but they think music. And music is great, but music and sound are not necessarily the same thing. You know, the hills may be alive with the sound of music, but you know, not everyone is a musician. In fact, for a lot of people, what we try to say to them is you don't need to be a vocalist, a trained vocalist, or a trained musician in order to feel the vibrational resonance of using sound as a healing modality. And the first thing we did, we said, okay, how can we do this? Because so many people confuse sound with music. Well, what's a sound that everybody can make?
What is the simplest sound that we all make? And you mentioned that in the opening, Simran. And that is, of course, humming. Humming is just something we all do from childhood. You know, we're children, the elderly, everyone in between. We all know how and have actually hummed. And what we've done with the humming effect is taken it to the next sort of level or step, and we're calling it conscious humming. Consciously humming those sounds into our bodies, minds, and spirits.
I sense a question from you, because we're talking a lot.
I'm going to actually let people know about a powerful sound online course that you're doing before we take our first break. But before I do that, I want to share a little bit of the humming effect with you. Research has shown sound vibration stimulates cells to release nitric oxide. Is it possible that humming then could be used to resonate different areas of the body, causing the release of nitric oxide and opening up blood flow in those areas? Could we use humming to target, for example, neurological health, heart health, circulatory health, and so on? Well, that's part of this wonderful book from Jonathan Goldman and Indy Goldman, and they are producing a wonderful Power of Sound online course with Hay House, and it is an opportunity for you to learn concepts and practice the techniques around humming and sound. You'll bring your awareness to the power of sound by stimulating your mind as well as your ears. Focus on the importance of your breath and how to breathe effectively, which we will discuss more in this show as well. Use your own voice as a potent and natural sound healing instrument by resonating the energy centers in your etheric body called the chakras. Project sound to different parts of your body, especially your physical body, for optimal well-being, and work with specifically created tuning forks for help and transformation. You're going to receive plenty of material through this course, and by the end of it, you'll understand why this ancient tradition is more popular than ever. You'll be able to tap into the power of your own voice to achieve balance and harmony by creating deep relaxation with sound healing practices for manifesting health and happiness. You can definitely find out more about this course at Hay House or at healingsounds.com. And before you get started with that, definitely order your copy of The Humming Effect, Sound Healing for Health and Happiness. We'll be right back with Jonathan and Andy Goldman.
Have you seen 1111? Do you wonder why certain numbers keep showing up in your life? 11, 111, 22, 33, 444. People all over the world are seeing 1111 and learning the language of universal communication. Subscribe to 1111 Magazine today, 1111mag.com. 1111 Magazine is a bi-monthly online publication that offers a rich multi-sensory experience. Engage with experts in topics of consciousness. Become enlightened, empowered, and energized so you live a passionate and authentic life of conscious choices. 1111 Magazine, a daily staple for lifting the mindset, expanding the heart, and experiencing greater aliveness. 1111 Magazine. Order now at www.1111mag.com. 1111mag.com.
Do you want more out of life? Tired of settling in relationships, your career, health, or finances? Want to experience greater aliveness? I am Simran. I support people in listening to their conversations with the universe, the guiding signs, symbols, and synchronicity. I mentor people to anchor in trust, love, and confidence to live their heart's desires. Let me guide you in embracing the challenges and the obstacles so you embody and integrate the gifts they bring. No more human doing. You are here for being, bounteously and abundantly. Experience your soul's natural rhythm, your powerful essence. Don't shrink back any longer. Release the struggle. Learn how to let go. Create in different dimensions. Transform separateness, grief, anxiety, anger, and chaos into living your destiny. Connect with me at IamSimran.com. Live more freely, spontaneously, and joyfully. Don't conform. Live a life of courage. Let's start now. Through my online courses, mentoring programs, or one-on-one coaching, it's time to change your world. Connect at IamSimran.com.
You are listening to 1111 Talk Radio. Simran is an award-winning author, publisher of 1111 Magazine, powerful speaker of wisdom, and a life mentor. Find out more at IamSimran.com. Now, back to 1111 Talk Radio.
My guests today are Jonathan and Andy Goldman, and they have written The Humming Effect. They explore the science behind sound healing, revealing how self-created sounds can literally rearrange molecular structure, and how humming not only helps with stress levels, sleep, and blood pressure, but also increases lymphatic circulation and melatonin production, releases endorphins, creates new neural pathways in the brain, and releases nitric oxide, a neurotransmitter fundamental to health and well-being. You can find out more about everything that they do at healingsounds.com. From their book, The Healing Effect, frequency plus intent equals healing. These words appeared in his first book, Healing Sounds, as did a corollary, vocalization plus visualization equals manifestation. Later, he came up with other variants, including sound plus belief equals outcome, and vibration plus feeling equals creation. We're going to talk a little bit more about intent later in the show to help you understand a lot of Jonathan's research around the idea of intent and how we apply that to sound. Jonathan and Andy, welcome back. I want to talk a little bit about the health benefits. I had no idea until I read your book about some of the different things that get increased, including nitric oxide, particularly the increase in the lymphatic circulation, which is so important to releasing toxins in our body, as well as melatonin levels and endorphins. Talk a little bit about some of the research that's in the book and what you have found takes place when people allow themselves to utilize sound specifically coming from their own bodies to assist in these different...
The Humming Effect is probably the first book ever written about humming, ever professionally published, at least, and released about humming. And we knew that for people to take it seriously, we had to do some really pretty heavy scientific investigation. So the first chapter is nothing more or less than like scientific peer-reviewed data on the physiological effects of humming, because when people read that, their jaws would probably drop and they'd go, oh my goodness gracious, I can't believe it. Andy?
Well, Simran, thank you for mentioning all of those physiological benefits. Now, when you think about it, when we are humming, as we are in the act of humming, melatonin is released. Our heart rate, our blood pressure is lowered. And of course, it was interesting when we were doing the research and, you know, knew that melatonin was released. You know, that just makes people feel good. And also, oxytocin is released, another feel-good hormone. So all of these physiological benefits are happening while we are actually humming.
It's a pretty amazing phenomenon because, you know, as we began to realize that this was happening, we began to hum more. I know that may sound silly because we've been in...
but we did.
between the two of us, we've been in this field for at least 50 years. And, you know, the hum is something that, you know, most people, they... They'll hum around unconsciously, but to consciously hum. And that's simply... takes, among other things, dedicating anywhere from a minute to 2 minutes to 5 minutes with your eyes closed, humming, and then feeling the effects of the hum. And I was personally just blown away. I committed last year to humming for 5 minutes every morning, and it became an extraordinary physiological, metaphysical practice, and it's something we do every day. And just as, you know, as it's like simple as you like, they have found that if you hum and breathe deeply, you get a much greater relaxation response than if you simply take a deep breath. And it's so powerful. It's amazing to, you know, humming for a couple of minutes if you're a little stressed out before you go into a meeting can be extraordinary.
And we have a chapter in our book on breathing, as Jonathan just mentioned, taking those nice, deep belly breaths, the diaphragmatic breaths, and then begin to hum. That combination can be especially beneficial in helping one to relax and release any stress that may be happening in your body. And what I like so much as a therapist is that it is so empowering to know that you have this ability within yourselves at any time, really. Even if you can hum for 30 seconds, 1 minute, you know, we do 5 minutes because we find that that really sets the tone for the entire day. But humming for any length of time can bring you into that harmonious place throughout all of your body, mind, and spirit.
Well, I certainly know that as I was reading the book, I found myself humming more and humming consciously, and so it definitely does induce creating a practice. And within the book, you actually provide toning practices and sure. things like that, which are supportive in assisting people in understanding how they can consciously choose something. I'd love to have an exercise where individuals can experience here on the show a little bit of the humming. And I know that you have an exercise that you said that we could do while on the show so that individuals would understand a little bit of the humming effect.
Well, that is true. And Andy?
Well, and we like for people to be able to actually experience conscious humming. And so we have just a short exercise that Jonathan will lead us in, and we'll all of our listeners will all take a moment
to
hum.
For a couple of minutes. And once again, when you're doing this, if possible, we ask that you sit up in a chair with your, if possible, your eyes closed. But if you're driving, keep your eyes on the road and your hand
on the
wheel.
Off the road.
Or pull off the road. But the basic bottom line, Andy, why don't you lead them for a moment and just taking a couple of nice deep breaths.
We'll close our eyes, take a nice deep breath from way down in the belly, and just begin to focus on your breathing. And when we begin to feel our bodies supporting our sound, we can then begin to hum.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe
nice.
In breath and begin humming.
And for this first one, just become aware. We're going to probably do this about 4 or 5 times. But just become aware of where the sound is resonating and vibrating in your body. Maybe check yourself out right before we begin to do this. How are you feeling? Is there anything that's bothering you? Is there anything that feels off? And then, like, you know, take a nice deep breath and let's go with a... Just about a minute, but if you can just take a moment now and check yourself out, because I know that for myself, and Andy, maybe for you too, that just chilled me out a little bit more and really made me feel calmer. And I could feel also, someone would use this, just something as simple as this, you feel like a headache's coming on, start making a hum and project the hum into your skull. And your cranium, and it well may be that whether it's the release of nitric oxide or something else, so all of a sudden the headache can go away, or the sore throat. In fact, you can learn as you hum more to be able to project the hum to almost any part of your body, particularly part of your body that is giving you problems. And it's quite extraordinary.
And the simplest sound is really the most profound. And after we do hum, one of the keys is, if possible, to be in a moment of silence. And that's really when those
shifts and changes begin to affect and occur in our bodies.
Yeah, we didn't do that now on the radio.
Well, yeah.
Because silence on radio, people are going, what's going on?
Wait a minute.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And as individuals move into and expand their practice of humming, the feeling of the vibrations and the experiential aspect of that, is there any sort of reflection or any, I know you talked about intent going into it, but as you're coming out of it, is there a place of presence or reflection or contemplation that should be had?
Well, very, very much so. In fact, often, I think in the book, we actually suggest that you hum for about 5 minutes and then you remain in silence for about 5 minutes, because usually it's the time after you've created the sound that creates the greatest shift and change, not only in your body, but in your consciousness. And therefore, you know, I felt it was almost a shame for us to, you know, immediately start talking after we'd led those that minute's worth of hum, because if we were in silence, it really would have been much more effective. But of course, once again, being that this was radio, we didn't want to do that. But yes, indeed, it can be a very, very profoundly, if you like, mindful experience to simply hum. And in fact, there is a practice in the yogic schools of India called Brahmari Pranayama, which actually, Brahmari is a Sanskrit word that means humming bee. And it simply is basically humming with intention. It's that simple, and yet considered a very advanced Shabd yoga, which is the sound current yoga technique of yogic meditation. So it's very, very interesting, and we're very, very pleased to find that one out.
Yeah, and sometimes you can enhance your humming by covering your eyes or plugging your ears, and that's part of the Brahmari Pranayama practice. And what we wanted today was with our listeners to give our listeners just that, you know, beginning experience of conscious humming that then they hopefully may take and carry on after the show by themselves. We have just a couple of minutes before our next break. Talk a little bit about the breath work that's involved, and as someone is stepping into more consciously humming, how the increase of different breath work practices will impact their humming practice.
Well, we, as I mentioned earlier, we have a whole chapter in our book on conscious humming and, I mean, excuse me, conscious breathing. And
which is part of conscious humming.
Which is part of conscious humming. And the breath is the giver of life. That breath, if we can begin to focus on our breathing and take those deep, deep diaphragmatic breaths, we like to call them belly breaths, what happens is that that breath begins to support the body, and it supports the sound then as we make the sound. So I always like to suggest for people to spend a moment or two or three or four and breathe as many times as they really need to feel their body relax, and then go into the hum.
And in fact, the Brahmari or Brahmari Pranayama, the word pranayama is, of course, the Sanskrit term for the science of breath. So it's like, you know, if you like, it's the humming breath that is combined, because the two are, you can't have sound without breath, and, you know, breath certainly turns into sound as a really easy phenomenon. It's, you know, it's like the chicken and the egg phenomena.
But those two together, the breath and the hum, can be very powerful allies for people working on whatever issues or levels of stress and wanting to bring in health and healing.
Dr. Bruce Lipton calls the humming effect a powerful non-pharmaceutical prescription for self-healing that has only positive side effects, such as harmony, health, and happiness. In the humming effect, Jonathan and Andy Goldman show you that you do not need to be a musician or a singer to benefit from the sound healing practices. All you need to do is hum. They provide conscious humming and breathing exercises from simple to advanced, complete with online audio examples, allowing you to experience the powerful vibratory resonance that humming can create and to harness its healing benefits for body, mind, and spirit. They explore the science behind sound healing and revealing how sound can literally rearrange molecular structure and increase lymphatic circulation and melatonin production. Definitely find out more about this beautiful little book, The Humming Effect, Sound Healing for Health and Happiness, and also look up their Power of Sound online course by Hay House that is coming up, and you can find out that at the Hay House website or as well at healingsounds.com so that you can increase your harmony, your health, and your happiness. We'll be right back after these messages with Jonathan and Andy Goldman. Are you an artist, healer, teacher, author, speaker, or coach? A wellness or holistic practitioner or energy worker? Maybe you want to be. Do you desire to serve the world, share your gifts, live your dreams? I am Simran, host of 1111 Talk Radio, and I invite you to the vision of oneness. Could you use a community of support, more financial flow with less effort? Would you like to receive so you have more to give? Be a world changer, world server, do-gooder. Be a new paradigm thinker and a conscious change agent. A part of a growing community creating collective streams of prosperity and wellness. By simply serving yourself, you serve others. Feel great, have more energy, sleep better, gently detox, lose unhealthy weight, and build strength. It's time for more freedom and financial flow. The vision of oneness embodies unconditional giving, commitment, simplicity, and receiving. We are a collective new way of being in commerce and creative cash flow. Learn more at thevisionofoneness.com. Register now and a member will help you begin today. Visionofoneness.com.
Have you seen 1111? Do you wonder why certain numbers keep showing up in your life? 11, 111, 22, 33, 444. People all over the world are seeing 1111 and learning the language of universal communication. Subscribe to 1111 Magazine today, 1111mag.com. 1111 Magazine is a bi-monthly online publication that offers a rich multi-sensory experience. Engage with experts in topics of consciousness. Become enlightened, empowered, and energized so you live a passionate and authentic life of conscious choices. 1111 Magazine, a daily staple for lifting the mindset, expanding the heart, and experiencing greater aliveness. 1111 Magazine. Order now at www.1111mag.com. 1111mag.com. You are listening to 1111 Talk Radio. Simran is an award-winning author, publisher of 1111 Magazine, powerful speaker of wisdom, and a life mentor. Find out more at IamSimran.com. Now, back to 1111 Talk Radio.
I want to invite you to explore my own website, IamSimran.com. Check out my own books, Conversations with the Universe, that talks about signs, symbols, and synchronicity, and how the world speaks to us. Your Journey to Enlightenment is about stepping out of conformity and embracing the childlike self, stepping back into a world of wonder, curiosity, and creative imagination. And the last one is Your Journey to Love. It is about the discovery of the ultimate soulmate, which is you, your darkness in your shadow, your light as your God essence, and the divine child, the one that plays inside of you. I invite you to explore this trilogy because it will be a wealth of not only experience, but also some divine revelations that you might have about your own life. You can find out more about those at IamSimran.com. My guests today are Jonathan Goldman and Andy Goldman, and they are the authors of The Humming Effect, Sound Healing for Health and Happiness. They show us how sound can act as a triggering mechanism for the manifestation of your conscious intentions. They also examine the spiritual use of humming, including its use as a sonic yoga technique and its role in many world traditions, such as the Om, Aum, and Hum of Hindu and Tibetan traditions. Providing a self-healing method accessible to all, Jonathan and Andy reveal that even if you have no musical ability, we are all sound healers. You can find out more about all of their work at healingsounds.com. That's healingsounds with an S. com. Welcome back. We really did begin having humming very early on through the ancient traditions when you think about it. And on the break you mentioned that Om was probably the first sound of a hum that took place, and it is a quite high vibrational sound or tone to make. Talk a little bit about that, Jonathan.
Well, this is, thank you, Simran. So interesting because right about now, we are, in the ethers at a place called Yogaville, probably teaching this stuff. And we go to Yogaville, which is a ashram that was founded by Swami Satchidananda, who I like to call the Woodstock Guru, because he was an elderly man even at Woodstock, and I was there, and he led 500,000 people in chanting together, and I honestly believe that that may be one of the reasons why Woodstock was such a mellow 500,000 people being together with no major things or tragedies happening for the most part. And bottom line is that we were at Yogaville one time teaching, and I picked up a copy of Patanjali's Yoga Sutras, which is one of the most ancient books on yoga, and it's probably been translated a gazillion times by almost every spiritual master. And there was a version of Patanjali's Yoga Sutras that had been translated by Swami Satchidananda. I happened to open it up, and I opened it up to Sutra 1.27, and there it said something akin to, "In the beginning was the humming of prana," and prana, of course, is life energy, and they call it pranava, the humming of prana. And this humming was the original sound of creation, but they needed to give it a name, so they called it Om. So I thought, oh, that's so cool. The Om actually came from the hum. And in fact, in a number of those peer review studies that were done that we mentioned at the beginning of the show, they actually had the people who are being tested do an Om, because for a lot of people, basically making a is a little bit more challenging than just beginning with that Om. So the Om is the hum, and the hum is the Om. I don't know how much more chicken and egg you can get than that one.
Oh, that's great. I'd love for you to go into a little bit about intent. Andy, you spoke about it earlier in the show, and you talked about how we can actually encode our humming. Talk a little bit about encoding and what that involves, or the techniques of encoding.
Well, Simran, it really boils down to the thoughts that we are holding in our consciousness. As an example, as Jonathan was mentioning earlier, say one has, a headache. Okay, what we can do to encode our consciousness, we can visualize our headache really dissipating. We can visualize it, imagining it, being filled with healing light, and then humming into that area of the brain, of the head. And that is an example of a way that we can actually encode our intention onto our sound.
Or say you're feeling just really stressed and go, boy, I'm really feeling stressed. Let me do a couple of hums and With the intention that the stress is going to be relieved, and it'll happen. It'll happen probably naturally anyway by the very physiological effects of the hum, but boy, when you add intention, it amplifies it so much.
Well, it's almost as if, though, the sound is a carrier of our thoughts, and it gets encoded onto then that sound. And so those two together, frequency plus intent equal healing, you know, remembering that very simple formula. And just, I mean, you can even do something as simple as just, you know, saying, I intend healing throughout my body, breath, and then hum. You know, it can be that simple. We want to keep things as easy, as efficient and as simple as possible.
And, you know, in our book, we sort of start at different levels of humming so that, you know, one can experience it, because, once again, we hum very, very naturally. But the more we practice conscious humming, the more in-depth and the more powerful the hum becomes. And, you know, basically, as you were starting talking about this being an 11-year, you know, through humming, we can help basically take power of sound, which is a very, very natural, it's one of our major five senses, but take power of sound to heal and transform and change and make life better for ourselves. And it really is an extraordinary thing.
And you know, if we just even hold the intention of love and make our sound, that intention of love is so healing. And in fact, it was our beautiful mentor, Sarah Benson, who taught us that the true sound of healing is love.
When I think about some of my own work in writing and the mirrors that show up in our world and how the world is always speaking to us through these different signs, I reflect upon nature and how when we look at, and Jonathan, you even alluded to this early in the show when you talked about whales and dolphins, but if we look at nature, even if we look at the smallest of our creatures, the insects, they're buzzing, they're humming, they're even their movements have a gentle vibration that is a sound. If we look at the night and how the crickets croak and frogs and all of the different things that are always around us, there is constantly a message from the earth that we are here to create sound. But we live in this world that is so connected to cell phones and so connected to our technology and busy and multitasking that there are a lot of people that never leave their cubicles and don't take the time to get out in nature to experience the hum that is out there. Talk a little bit about how bringing humming into one's environment and life, if they are in that frenzied, addicted, multitasking, working kind of lifestyle, how this can support them in terms of brain health.
Well, you just said it all, because Simone, if you take even 5 minutes, if you can't do that, 1 minute, but even, you know, just a minute, but if you're doing a conscious hum, then you can't be playing with your cell phone, you can't be multitasking, you can't be on your computer, you got to close your eyes, you got to be focusing on your own breath, you got to be focusing on your own sound. When you're doing that, you got to be in the now. And when you are in the now, you are in that state that is such a big buzzword now, buzz, sound, hum, mindfulness. You are mindful when you are in the state of creating a hum. It is that simple, and you can be in a cubicle, but I will certainly admit that Andy and I, sometimes we walk around a lot in nature, and we hear everything from cicadas to all these other critters just making these wonderful natural hums.
And you know, and I just want to say,
if
you are in a cubicle or you are in that place where you can't escape technology and you're, you know, inundated with multitasking, you know what? Sometimes you can even make a very low hum that other people may not hear right away. And I know that I've done that many times when I've, you know, just been out and about and felt stressful. I just would go, at a lower tone. And so that's one thing that people might try.
Putting yourself in your own resonance. We've had students, for example, doing this in everything from subways to crowded
airplanes.
And, you know, to really just also help center themselves. It's so very, very important because it is our own natural sound. And what could be more healing for ourselves than our own natural sound? We may always be blasted by technological waveforms that are existing on this planet at this particular time. But if we can somehow be in that place of centeredness by ourselves using our own sound and our own breath, how much cooler can that be?
You have a humming hypothesis that you state in the book, and I'd love for you to share that because I know that our thoughts create our reality, and what a wonderful thing if we allow everyone to have this consciousness. So please share a little bit about your theory on what humming can do when it comes to our different medical issues and the disease that's in the world.
This dates back to about 25 years ago or 30 years ago when I was actually in a PhD program, and I was basically going to be doing research on how self-created sounds might be able to create new neural synaptic connections, new connections in the brain. And unfortunately or fortunately, my book Healing Sounds came out, and I basically had to drop out of the PhD program. And then when we got back into doing the humming effect, I saw that there was even more research on, for example, Alzheimer's and all sorts of other types of things using, among other things, ultrasound, or there's something within our body that are, actually, every cell has something called microtubules, which basically somehow are in a state of resonance, and they're particularly in our brain. And we have found that now, the research has not yet been done, but the hypothesis is that if you sit there and you hum and you have some sort of neurological disorder, that it well may assist the neurological disorder. Andy, tell them about your mom.
Several years ago, my mom, who is actually now 94, or at the time I think she was 88, she had a stroke and, of course, was, you know, in a nursing home after that. And she knows of our work with sound and really supports that, even though she doesn't totally understand it as we do. But we said, you know, Mother, why don't you we'll find out from the doctor what part of the brain the stroke occurred in, and then just take a moment each day, take 2 or 3 minutes, and hum, and imagine that that hum is going into that part of your brain.
And Simran, we can sort of read voices, as I'm sure you can, and, you know, when we were first speaking to her, obviously her voice is slow, and it's kind of slurred and all this stuff, and we realized something was going on. And within, like, 3 days, her voice was back to normal. I spoke to several doctors about this, and I said, well, maybe it's coincidence. I said, yeah, maybe it is, but that's pretty coincidental that you were able to do that and have that type of effect. So while the research has not occurred, the anecdotes are there, and as we do write in the book, we saw this wonderful program on NOVA, and basically this one scientist was saying that the plural of anecdote is data, because if enough people experience something, it becomes data.
Well, I want to thank you both for being on 1111 Talk Radio and your profound body of work, Jonathan, with all of your award-winning work and the books that you've written, and as well, Andy, in all that you do in regard to sound healing and the teaching and the sharing of this information. Humming is one of the simplest and yet most profound sounds we can make. If you have a voice and can speak, you can hum. Research has shown humming to be much more than a self-soothing sound. It affects us on a physical level, reducing stress, inducing calmness, enhancing sleep, as well as lowering heart rate and blood pressure, and producing powerful neurochemicals such as oxytocin and the love hormone. I invite you to get to know Jonathan Golden and Andy Goldman, especially their book, The Humming Effect, Sound Healing for Health and Happiness. In addition, check out their website, healingsounds.com, and go ahead and register for the wonderful event that is coming up, the online course with Hay House, that they are leading, which is based on sound healing. You are bound to have a lot of fun, hum your way along, and learn a tremendous amount about how sounds can heal, both in your world and outside of your world. Until next time, I am Simran, in love, of love, with love, and as love. Be well.
Thank you for opening your mind to a new reality, your heart to greater compassion, and your experience of aliveness with 1111 Talk Radio.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.